Hello, I'm Dora Martin, and I'd like to share with you another experience in nature or in life where nature has inspired me. This is an occasion when I was on a holiday in Madeira in 2011. And we were on an excursion. And we drove to the top of the highest mountain in Madeira. It was spectacular. The clouds danced around the mountain peak. The greenery and trees grew scattered about in shapes and forms wherever they could. There were parts of the Alps which seemed so spectacular as it bared its bold, jagged and fearful rockery for all to see. I had a sense of the mountain's energy, easy life, eternal beauty, total power and defining its own destiny. I can certainly identify with that. As I absorbed this breathtaking vision, it gave me cause to think. The lower down to the ground you are in life, the more things happen to you, and at times unpleasant things. And certainly, if you don't know where you're going, life drags you along and takes you for a ride on a journey you did not ask for. Obstacles constantly get in your way. For most of us, it is easy to stay down, and that way we can blame life for whatever happens to us or what we do not achieve. Going to the top, however, takes discipline, even extreme and constant discipline. But this does not mean giving up anything or everything. Being at the top of the mountain was a powerful feeling. I loved it as I admired the view, the magnificence and the force. I revered the way the mountain peaks weathered the elements with a pinch of salt, its existence and stature unruffled, its prominence intact. I aspire to be like that mountain. I aspire to rise beyond myself and beyond my boundaries. I aspire to model the steadfast quality, the mantra, easy life, eternal beauty, total power and defining my own destiny. As we drove along the cliff, we were also close to the sea, and we stopped to admire the view, to watch and hear as the ocean released and lashed the rocks with its might. Or, in another instance, the sea would be calm and vast beyond what the eye could see, going on forever and ever with no end. And I loved the sea, so endless, so powerful, and so unshakable. No force on earth has the power to conquer or still it. It is a hierarchy with its own unquestionable law, to be respected and admired, a might that begs to be understood. I aspired to be as powerful as the sea, to release my own potential beyond my expectations, to be limitless, to be free. Further along the shoreline, I admired a huge volcanic rock in the ocean. Again, I love the way it negotiated wisely with the sea. The sea surrounds it and shows off the rock's magnificent might, stability, solidity, tenaciousness, durability, and its long withstanding. And likewise, the rock showed off the spirit, the force, and the unfathomable nature of the sea, a freedom which is totally beyond boundaries and beyond measure. Together, they made a beautiful partnership. This inspiration reminds me of why I'm on my own. Being single is wonderful, and I will only give it up to join with an ideal partner, whereby being in dualship becomes the best thing in the world. A unique team of 100% support in dual amplification of our personal powers. The rock amplifies the sea, and the sea returns the favour. Such beauty, the rock and the sea undefeated. I learned a lot from that view, and I aspire to have such a union with the right person. I love the inspiration of the mountain, the rock and the deep blue sea. The difference between them all is they don't play small, they play limitless. I hope you enjoy that story, that experience. And so that's one of my inspiration from nature. And I hope to speak to you soon. And thank you for listening. Bye for now.